ujulile bo Onungu mako nane wa Wenungu mako nane wa Utando loko lempili sabo Oh, kali na ujala njulile bo Wenungu mako nane wa Wenungu mako nane wa Andi nesi bono no, sa zete kwi andi nesi bono no, sa zete kwi andi yon di nesi bono no, sa zete kwi andi nesi bono no sa me, sa andi nesi bono no, sa zete kwi andi nesi bono no, sa zete kwi andi yon di nesi bono no, sa zete kwi Tiene si bolo no sabe
Thank you. I'm gonna let my soul away. Sunnate, sunnatae. Joe Buffett, you heard that killer set from my man Ulebs as a villain. Let me just catch up with him. Doggy. Yeah.
What's up?
Ah, chill, dog.
Nah.
Killer set.
Thank you. Thanks.
We're double it. So, before we get into this, let's speak about your toy here, dog.
Yeah.
We've not seen this in quite a while. Somebody playing and drumming at the same time. Let's talk about this. It's a new thing. What's going on?
Well, I tried it out, man. Like, I was playing around and friend of mine from the UK actually left it in South Africa. Yeah, so he was like, yo, I left my drum pad there.
Yeah.
So I went to one gig with it, one gig.
Yeah.
And he changed the whole thing, you know. People seem to love it and I'm more musically inclined, you know, so all the music I make as well, I always envision it on stage with a band outside of me. So that's part of the band.
Sure. No, yeah. It's a killer band, by the way.
Shout out.
Okay, sure. Let's speak about your set.
Yeah.
Dope music, a few familiar favorites.
Yeah. So I played a couple of tracks for my EP. I've got an 8-track EP out called Nanini. So I feature Musa Keys, Nkosa Zanatota, Azana, TBO, a lot of other great musicians on there. So I played a couple of tracks. I've got some exclusive music from your Musa Keys, obviously, Fellow here and there, a couple of unknowns. I was just trying to, you know, bring something different to the group. Yeah.
Sure. So let's speak about the EP.
Yeah.
You know, it's an amazing body of work, and there's two tracks in particular that stand out. There's Sosha, which is a ghetto love song.
Yeah.
It's an amazing track, and then we've got Nani as well.
Yeah.
Vocally, like the vocal range.
Yeah.
How do you as an artist actually manage to put that together?
I think I personally can't take credit for that because I don't put the whole thing together. For me, it's a thing of we make the beat, we produce the beat, and then the vocalist is there. You understand? So they come up with their own creative juices. I mean, for instance, with Sosha, it happened at like 3 a.m. in the morning. Sino is there, Toss is there. You know, Sino's feeling the beat, Toss is feeling the beat. So they jump on. The reason why I like that song as well is that it's a typical Kasi style. So that's Kulele Kasi.
Yeah, for sure.
So that always be that lyrical content of rapping, Kazulu, and then Toss came through, yeah, you know. So obviously Sino. So for me, it's like it's a very special song because when it's being made, everybody's creative juices flow right there and then.
Sure. Yeah. So let's touch on a little bit about your professional music journey. There's a huge transition, and we spoke about this earlier, between Fearless and Nanini.